We are here tonight again for the memorial of blowing the trumpets, and this is September is over. September 30. Today's the last day of the month. Tomorrow is October 1st, and that chapter we just read is very, very important. Of course, chapter 19 of Exodus, very powerful chapter. By the way, we are One of Messiah congregation. For anyone that's new here, that's Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We are actually doing Biblical Hebrew, Lord willing, every Wednesday? And that's something that we're going to be doing, Lord willing. So, we are continuing on with the Zichron Yom Teruah, the memorial blowing the trumpets. It's the seventh month of God. And you're going to hear me say a lot tonight that it's not Tishrei. Tishrei is not in the Hebrew Bible. It's not New Year. Everyone's running around. Even government agencies are closed down. Schools are closed down because of New Year's. And it's not New Year's. It's the seventh month of God. And it's amazing. People just don't read their Bibles and follow what it says. I'm just amazed by that all the time. I hope you are too. I've heard some rabbis say today that, now this might shock you, he said that today's a day that even if you committed intentional sins, today they're not intentional. And not only that, God turns them into merits. Isn't that, that's amazing. And I've heard them say so many crazy things today that I try to listen to everyone and get some thoughts, but their thoughts are crazy. And I that's why there's no rabbis in the Tanakh. That's why you got to be careful who you're listening to. That's the reason why we try to listen to the Word. Today's the day they go by the river or something, and they throw breadcrumbs or throw something in the ocean. It's supposed to be their sins. It's ridiculous. Anyway, today really is the memorial of blowing the trumpets. And I want to let you know that chapter we just read, chapter 19 of Exodus, is one of the trumpets that we believe this is a memorial of, that speaks about it in Leviticus 23. Because when the trumpet sounded louder and louder and louder, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai. Very important. And if you don't know that it's called Ethanim, yes, go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2. The word Tishrei is not in the Hebrew Bible. That is totally made up, okay? I want everyone to know that for now and for the future. You can't find the word Tishrei in the Hebrew Bible. It's made up. But if you go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2, in English you'll see Ethanim. In Hebrew it has the definite article Ha. So it's Ha Ethanim. And if you want to know, I'm going to say again for everyone what Ha Ethanim is. Just for everyone's benefit, Ha'etanim means enduring, perennial brooks, okay? I want to make sure everybody understands that the word Ethanim is very important to understand. If you read Hebrew, this will be very important to you. The second letter is an Aleph. The third letter is a Tav. That's the first and last. If you go to the little Ethanim that I put on the screen in Hebrew, you read from the right. The second letter is Aleph. The third letter is Tav. So that's the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And the word Neem in Hebrew comes from another word which has the connotation of forever. So you have the first and the last forever. And this is why I think Satan doesn't want anybody to know the word Ethanim, because he's got everyone saying Tishrei. And Tishrei doesn't mean anything, but God is the first and the last forever. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'll try to go over it again for you, okay? Really important. Very important, okay? Oh, Richard, you never stop. Richard is a rude person. He doesn't stop. We'll have to ban him, I guess. Okay, do not click on that link. It might be a virus. Okay. Anyway, we're in the month of Ethanim, the seventh month, 1 Kings chapter 2, chapter 8, verse 2. Make sure you write that down. It's not Tishrei. It's not found in the Hebrew Bible. Okay, we just read Leviticus 23 about these are the feasts of the Lord. I know a lot of people never heard of the term, the feasts of the Lord. Are you Jews? Oh, We went through that already. We are Jews, and we are Jews, and we're Gentiles, and we're going to do a study right now. Anyone who tries to interrupt the study, you will get a red dot. I'm just letting you know that. Okay, you're more than welcome to stay, but we're doing a study, so be polite, please. Thank you very much. We just read Leviticus 23 about the Feast of the Lord. And, of course, we just read Exodus chapter 19 about the trumpet that was blowing. And we blow the trumpet again one more time because it says it to do it in Psalm 81:3. Okay? It says, blow the trumpet in the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, in the time appointed on the solemn feast day. Praise the Lord. And that's the reason why we're here tonight. And tonight starts a Sabbath. I want to make sure everybody gets that down. Tonight starts a Sabbath, and it's all day tomorrow, okay? So again, the blowing of the trumpet, I want everyone to start digesting. It means it's a time to start waking up from the spiritual stupor that this world is in. You know, I was thinking today, you know, this earth is spinning like, I can't remember if it's 1,200 or 1,500 miles an hour right now, but you can't sense it. And that's what it feels like. It feels like, you know, you look up in the sky, it's a blue sky, but we're really spinning. You can't really sense what's going on. Same thing with God, you know. Everyone's always wondering what's happening. But anyway, we're going to get into some interesting studies here. So we just read Exodus 19, where it even shows the plurality of God. It's very important. Now we're going to move on to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you have your Bibles. I want everyone to remember this trumpet too. And we believe that the trumpet, this has to do with the second coming of the Messiah. The spring feast tell about the first coming of Mashiach. And of course, the fall feast and holy days tell about the second coming. So let me know when you're at 1 Corinthians, this letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians, chapter 15. Give me a 1 when you are ready to read that. I'll put it on the screen for you. And we're going to read about another trumpet here. Okay, got a few people there. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein we stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless we have believed in vain. For I have delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Mashiach died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that he was seen of Cephas, Peter, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. And by now, they're all fallen asleep. They're all dead, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, that's Yaakov, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, Shaul says, as of one born out of due time. Paul says, I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. This is really important, so listen, please. Now, if Messiah be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? And if there be no resurrection from the dead, then is Messiah not risen? And if Messiah be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is vain also. Did you know everybody on Pal Talk that believes in Mashiach, Messiah? This would all be vain if there was no resurrection from the dead. Does everybody understand that? Without the resurrection, I want to make sure everybody understands that. without the resurrection, what is this person doing? This person over here. Okay. This person's on the mic. Red dot that person. Okay, I'll do it. I just red dotted him. Okay. Okay. Okay, sorry about that. You get a red nose. Okay, I'm back. Could anyone hear me again? I want to make sure you could hear me. Had a little interruption. Okay, very good. Somebody tried to jump the mic here, which is ridiculous. Because, okay, getting back to the study. So if you don't believe Yeshua, the Mashiach, rose from the dead, your faith, this whole thing is a waste of time. You all understand that, right? Okay. Okay. I want admins to keep an eye on the room, because I'm reading. So anybody disrupts the room, just give them a red dot, and they can stay and listen. But be careful, because Satan is on the warpath tonight. Okay. We're in verse 14 of 1 Corinthians, and that's chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 14. And Messiah, it says, and if Messiah be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified that God, that he had raised up Messiah, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. And if the dead rise not, then is not Messiah raised. And if Messiah be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. However, we all know Messiah rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Then they which are fallen asleep in Messiah are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Messiah, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Mashiach risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Amen. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Praise the Lord. And as in Adam all die, so in Mashiach shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Mashiach, the first fruits, after they that are Mashiachs at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy, yes, the Mashiach is reigning. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. For when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do that are baptized from the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized from the dead? For the dead. In other words, what that's saying is, I want to make sure everybody understands what that means. Why are you being baptized, which is symbolic of a watery grave, and you're resurrecting a new man? Why are you doing that if Messiah is dead and he didn't rise? Does everybody understand that? But he did rise. Yes. So baptism is definitely important. Everybody understand? Okay. Else, what shall they do which are baptized from the dead if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized from the dead? For the dead. And why stand we jeopardy every hour? Right. Paul says, Shaul says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Mashiach Yeshua, our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, everyone. Don't be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, made alive, except it die. And that which thou sowest, thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, and if by chance wheat, or some of other grain. In other words, when you plant seeds, you're not trying to grow seeds, you're trying to grow whatever the seed's going to bear, whatever it may be, right? You're not trying to grow seeds. Everybody understand that? But God giveth it a body as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. For there is one kind of flesh of men, another kind of flesh of beasts. That destroys evolution. We didn't come from monkeys, okay? Another kind of fishes and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and there are also terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of terrestrial is another. Celestial means the heavens, the terrestrial means the earth. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Now I want everyone to listen to this, very important. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. Now, to make it simple, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And I'll show you what that means. The word Adam, okay? I don't know if anyone reads Hebrew here, but the word Adam looks like this, okay? I don't know if you read Hebrew. There's the word Adam in Hebrew and English. Did that come out Hebrew? Did that look like Hebrew on your screen or not? Okay. Okay, yours doesn't look like... Does anyone see Hebrew? Anybody see Hebrew? Okay, good. Now, if you look at the word Adam in Hebrew... The first letter is Aleph, which is the first man. First man is Adam, Aleph, okay? Aleph has no sound, okay? I want everyone to see that. Aleph has no sound, Adam. If you could see that, please, I hope that you can enjoy this. The next letter is Dalet in the word Adam. Dalet, we could say, stands for David. Okay? And then the last letter is the final mem. The final mem is the Messiah. And there's the word Adam. You have the first man, Adam, the last man, Mashiach. The last man is the Lord from heaven. And I hope you understand what I just said. And if you don't, go to my website and double check with and look that up. Does anybody catch what I said, or is that too far? Did anyone see what I just wrote? Give me a one if you can understand what I just said. Adam is Aleph, Dalet, final mem. And when you look those words up, you have Adam, David, and through David came the Messiah. And that's just a way of looking at it, okay? Getting back to the book of the letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15? Verse 48, as is the earthly, so are they that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, so are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. And this I say, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Now I bet everyone is probably wondering, why in the world am I reading this on the Zichron Yom Teruah, the memorial of blowing the trumpets, right? Well, you have to believe in the resurrection. You know why? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Praise the Lord. So that's the trumpet we're waiting for, the second coming. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Did you know the sting of death is sin? Sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. That's right. Praise the Lord. But thanks be to God, Elohim, Yehovah, which giveth us the victory through the Lord Yeshua the Mashiach. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this trumpet that we're talking about tonight, the first trumpet we are having a memorial about, a zichron, is the one where it sounded louder and louder and louder in Exodus chapter 19, and the Lord came down. Now we're talking about the second coming Mashiach. Paul writes to the Thessalonians in Thessalonica by Asia Minor. He says in chapter 4, But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, just like I read to you in the Corinthian letter, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. But if you believe that Yeshua died and rose again, if you believe in the resurrection, everyone, if you believe that the Mashiach rose according to the scriptures, he says, even so them which sleep that are dead in Yeshua will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, Hadavah HaElohim, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, whoever is going to be around at the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which sleep. Of course not. For the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven again, the final time. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven, okay? With a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Mashiach shall rise first. Praise the Lord. The dead in Mashiach are going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, whoever is around at that time, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with Adonai, our Lord. Amen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And this all has to do with the sounding blast. It has to do with the trumpet. It has to do with the shout. It has to do with the Lord coming. And you have to believe in the resurrection. And this is what it's all about. Below on this study, I wrote down all the scriptures in the Tanakh, known as the Old Testament to you. Whoever doesn't know Tanakh is an acronym, that mentioned the seventh month. It's not New Year, everyone. Does everyone got that straight? We are not in a new year. Everyone understand that? Does everyone understand we are not in New Year? Does everyone know where the new year of God is in the Bible? Does anyone know where the new year is in the Bible? Oh, the reason why I use Mashiach, because that's the Hebrew word. Messiah is the English word. Christ comes from the Latin, and it's translated the same thing, anointed one. I like using Hebrew. I like using Mashiach or Messiah. Because Yeshua is the Messiah. That's my answer. And, of course, everyone should know that the new year of God is not now. The Rosh Chodesh that is spoken about in Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 1, and also in the book of Deuteronomy, the Rosh Chodesh is spoken about in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. So make sure you know where the real New Year of God is. It's in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. Amen? So this study tonight, I'm not going to read you all these verses here about the seventh month, but I did want to go through just a small study tonight so you know why we're doing this. It's very important for you to understand words in Hebrew, and because in English they just somehow, they just don't carry the same understanding. And what I mean by that is some of the words we did last week in the study, I hope you have last week's study, because I went over words. And the reason why we do Rosh Chodesh tonight, because Apostle Paul tells the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 16, let no man judge you, okay, in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, because Apostle Paul says these are a shadow of things to come. This is in the future, the second coming. These are a shadow of things to come. And that body of the Messiah is the where all these shadows, that's what they pertain to. The word judge, again, in the Greek, is krino. That means let no one try to condemn you. Don't let anyone separate you from these things of God. Don't let anyone pick it out of your heart. Don't let anyone pronounce or an opinion concerning right or wrong pertaining to these things of God. The word holy day is hiote, and that means a feast. It doesn't mean a holiday. It's a holy day. And of course, a shadow is an image. It's skia in Greek, a shadow, an image cast by an object representing the form of that object. I want everyone to understand words in Greek and Hebrew. It's very important, because I think when you know a little bit, the word Shabbaton, does everyone know what Shabbaton means? The word Shabbaton, I'll put it on the screen for you. The word Shabbaton, a special holiday. It means rest, a Sabbath, no work, no buying and selling, okay? Everybody got that? Now, you've heard me say tonight a few times the word Zicharon, okay? The word Zicharon. The word Zicharon means memorial, reminder, remembrance, okay? I hope you could see the Hebrew, okay? I want everyone to know that. The word teruah, teruah in Hebrew, is a sound, a blast, okay? I want everyone to learn some words in Hebrew. The word teruah, I hope you could see some of these words. The word mikra is really important. It's a holy assembly. It's a time to get together, okay? It's very important, a mikra. The word kodesh is very important. The word kodesh in Hebrew is a sacred place or thing. It's very important to know some words. It means set apartness, sacredness. It means holiness. Very important words. Let me put down teruah for you. I didn't put that down for you. The word is teruah in Hebrew. It's not teruah. It's teruah in Hebrew. Okay? I want you to know the word feast in Hebrew. And that's chag. And it comes from chagag. These are all words that we're learning. These are all words that I want you to learn. Okay? The word chagag is important. I'll put that down for you. This has to become part of your... These words should become part of your life, you know, because we are learning Hebrew, God's holy language. Very important. You know what a word people don't never get straight is servil work. And I'm going to put that down for you. The word servil work in Hebrew is melechet avodah. And avodah, here's what avodah means. Okay? I'm doing this for your benefit. Avodah means work of any kind. You're not supposed to do any. You're not supposed to be a bond servant. You're not supposed to labor. You're not supposed to do any service or tillage, okay? The word malechet in Hebrew takes care of the rest of the work. Malechet means, that was avodah. Malechet means, let's see here. Let me write this down. Excuse me, I wrote that down twice. There's malechet. It means any kind of work, any kind of occupation or public business. So that means you're not supposed to do any work in your house and no more work until tomorrow night, okay? And that means everyone in your house. And, of course, the word, this is a statute. It's a very important. The word season in Hebrew is moadah, and that's another word that you need to learn. It comes from ya'ad. And we have, of course, your dwellings, which is moshav, which is your dwellings. But I just wanted to go over a few of these things with you. So tonight is a Sabbath. Tonight is the memorial of blowing the trumpets. We believe that it's a trumpet that one day again will sound, and it's an awakening blast. You better get ready. The Messiah is coming. And in 10 days after this, of course, we have Yom Kippur. You better be atoned. And it's very important because right after that is the Feast of Tabernacles. So you better hear the sounding blast. You better wake up. You better be atoned if you want to tabernacle with the Lord throughout eternity. And that's what it all looks like to us. So we are one Messiah congregation. Please understand some of these terms. Go to last week's study. If you want to, it says, how do we become atoned? You become atoned. I hope you're atoned every day through the blood of Mashiach. Just make sure that you serve the Lord every day. You never know when you're going to meet the Lord. Be atoned every day. And this is for the people that are not atoned yet. Yes, one day the trumpet will sound, and if the Lord returns, it will be too late to say you're sorry. So do it today. Accept the Messiah today. Repent. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I say to you, if anyone has any questions or comments, I want to say Chag Sameach to everyone. I want to say happy Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Sameach. I want to say, I hope you have a nice Zichron Yom Teruah, memorial of the blowing of trumpets. And maybe we'll blow the trumpet one more time. What do you think? Praise the Lord. Maybe we should blow the trumpet one more time. We could sing a song too, but let me just, I have a trumpet on my computer. It's a little bit of cheating, but it still sounds good. let me see here. Let me get it for you. I'll blow the trumpet for you. Let's see. It's right on our weekly schedule. Go to the sounding blast. Okay, praise the Lord, everyone. From One and Messiah Congregation, Kahal Chad B'Mashiach. I'm ending the study here. It's just a quick study tonight. We'll be back tomorrow for more reading, more about the trumpet blasts, more about other events in the Bible where the trumpet sounded, and we believe one day the trumpet will blast. What time? We'll be here tomorrow we'll probably be here tomorrow at 12 o'clock our time, Central Time, which is probably a couple hours earlier for you. But we'll be here. I hope you got something out of tonight's study. Make sure you learn the word Ethanim. Does everybody in the room now know where the word Ethanim is in the Bible? Give me a one if you know where the word Ethanim is in the Bible. Give me a one if you know where Ethanim is in the Bible. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you. Because I do not want you to say Tishrei. Tishrei is not in the scriptures. Okay, Jefferson, go to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2 in your Bible. We can't trick you. Go to 8, verse 2. It's the seventh month of God. It's not New Year, okay? New Year, everyone should know, is in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. New Year of God is in Exodus, okay? The new moon has been seen in many countries, many cities. It's very low on the horizon, and it's 3% right now. Tomorrow it's going to be 6%. It's going to be way too big. Laila Tov there, Galen Singer. Hallelujah. Yes, praise Yah. And all I could say is these terms I want you to know because Judaism is poisoning everybody. And a lot of messianics are still following Judaism. So please, don't say Tishrei. Don't say Happy New Year. Don't say this is when Adam was born. And don't say this is when the earth was created. Anyway, God bless everyone. And Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shalom. Anybody want to talk, you're more than welcome to come to the mic. I'm going to say God bless you and Shalom Shalom from One of Messiah. Go to our website, oneofmessiah.net.